A word for you from Hebrews 12, verses 5 and 6. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. We would do well to remember this time and time again. And that is why the author of Hebrews is reminding God's people. He starts by saying in verse 5, have you forgotten? And the context here is that God's people to whom this was addressed were growing weary in their struggle. They were enduring hostility against themselves. They were becoming weary and faint-hearted, verse 3. Verse 4, they were struggling against sin. And then the author reminds them, inspired by the Holy Spirit, that the difficulties they're going through, the chastisement that they were experiencing, was from the hand of their loving God. You find that with the banning of corporal punishment virtually in every Western country, it mists up, makes foggy the reality of what is said here, that there is divine loving punishment. And it is there because of love, not because of hatred. And neither does it breed violence, as those who are opponents of corporal punishment often say that violence breeds violence. This is not violence, but the hand of a loving God. In fact, it says that he only disciplines those whom he loves, those whom he can call his sons. And he leaves outside of his discipline those who are not his. So if you find that you can pursue sin and you are not being disciplined, chastised by God, then be careful. It might be that you do not belong to God, or you have deadened your conscience so that it doesn't punish you anymore. But the Lord disciplines the one whom he loves. Have you ever noticed that a child disciplined in a loving way by a parent is more loving towards that parent after the discipline? And after the tears dry up, usually very quickly, that child will hug and want to be near that parent. And that is the intimacy God wants us to have with him.